When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
It's going to be a big grilling weekend. A lot of folks have experienced sticker shock lately. At the butcher, they're looking for some fun but less expensive alternatives that will still keep everybody at the party happy. And Marianne has a few ideas, don't you?
Yes, I do, Bob. Yeah, you don't have to spend a lot of money on expensive steaks, although they're super good, and all these other cuts of meat. So now that we're well into summer, a lot of people have already grilled the usual burgers and hot dogs and steaks and chops, but have you thought about kebabs?
Yes, I have. as a matter of fact, a lot of people.
I love them.
Yeah, it is less expensive, good alternative. No one will mind because there's something for everyone on the kebab, isn't there?
Right, and they're fun. They're fast. They're easy to assemble, and they're super easy to cook. And there are so many different varieties and combos, like, you know, meat, seafood, poultry, vegetables, plus endless amounts of marinades and seasonings and dipping sauces that we all love.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because TV newscasts around Thanksgiving time would always give the inflated cost of your Thanksgiving dinner. And now they're doing how much will your 4th of July cookout cost because of inflation?
So, I know.
So this is very timely. Let's hear the helpful hints. Let's get to them.
Okay. Yeah. And we need helpful hints because even though they're super delicious, they can also be a little bit complicated, you know, like getting the meats just right so that, you know, because you don't want meats that are charred on the outside and then raw on the inside, or cooked, but then the vegetables are like crunchy. So here are, I have five secrets to the perfect kebabs every time.
All right, we're ready.
Ready?
Yep.
Okay, the first one is sort and skewer the ingredients by cooking time. And by that I mean that make sure that everything on each skewer cooks at the same rate. And you can do this by arranging the skewers of single ingredients, like all meat on one, all tomatoes on the other one. And that way you can pull the skewers off the grill once they're cooked. And if you do want to mix and match a lot of different ingredients on your skewers, just be sure that everything cooks at the same rate and they're cut to similar sizes.
I have to admit,
right?
Yeah, I've been afraid to do kebabs on the grill because it's too complicated. So I'm jotting down these notes, Marianne.
Yeah, you know, like don't put like a piece of, you know, steak or whatever it is, you know, or a thick piece of chicken on the same skewer as a tomato. Because the tomato is going to cook super fast.
Makes sense.
And you know what I mean? So separate them. All right. The second one is use the indirect heat method. And you know this because, Bob, for some reason, I don't know, I've never even seen you boil water. But you make them, you always read the instructions and you really grill well.
Thank you very much. Yeah, well, you know.
You really, it's like, it's unbelievable. It always comes out perfect.
Boiling water's too hard. I prefer barbecuing.
Right, so the skewers can overcook or burn quickly, especially if you're using a marinade. So the best way to get the juicy kebabs is to create this cool zone on your grill, and I'm sure you know what I'm talking about.
Sure.
And you cook your skewers there until they're almost done, and then at the last second, you shift them over to the hot zone so that they can char a little bit, because as you know, I love everything charred.
Yep, I know.
Okay, so the third one is cook them for at least, let them rest for at least 10 minutes before you remove the skewers. So resting is really important for everything, as you're always telling me. You never let me cut into it for the first 5 minutes.
It keeps cooking.
It keeps cooking, but it's even more important for kebabs because, okay, remember, they have a hole poked through the middle, creating a place where the juice wants to escape. So by leaving them, you know, aside and letting them rest for, you know, 10 minutes or so, you can keep those juices inside and not on the platter.
Yeah, and whoever's doing the barbecuing, let them rest for about 15 minutes after they're done cooking.
Okay, that's good because it's really Yeah, it really takes it all out of you when you're barbecuing.
Yeah, right? It does. Yeah, you get hot and you're nervous. Yeah. What's tip four?
Okay, tip four is try a post-grill marinade. So marinades are so wonderful. They provide so much flavor, but they also burn the kebabs before they're fully cooked. So to get the same flavor, make a little marinade and put it in a shallow dish. And then when you remove your cooked kebabs from the grill, put them in that sauce and let them rest there. Mm-hmm. And that way they get, you know, they soak up all that delicious marinade.
Got it.
And then my fifth tip for you is use metal skewers for meat and soaked bamboo for vegetables. Okay. And the reason is because the history of kebabs is that, I didn't know this, but I did a little research. They originated as meat cooked on swords or spears over fire. And they cook quickly because the metal transfers the heat into the middle of the meat. And that's why they cook from the inside at the same time as they cook on the outside. So that's great for the proteins. But if you put vegetables on the metal, it makes them like cook super fast and they just melt off the metal skewers. So for the vegetables, you should use, just the soaked bamboo sticks.
Now that is a good tip. That's the kind of stuff you don't get on the 8s on news radio. So
exactly.
Continue.
Yeah. So there you have it. That's, you can eat, you can eat, you know, what you cook on the grill right off the skewers or slide it into a sandwich, serve the kebabs over rice or crunchy bread. And they are just delicious.
What's on the Savvy Planet website menu this week?
Well, it's something that goes very well with shish kebabs or anything that you grill. So imagine this. It's a sweet potato stick French fry. They're super easy to make in the oven while you're grilling. And they're dripping with garlic sauce that combines with the sweetness of the potato. And you have been eating those for the last couple of weeks.
Yeah,
because I make them all the time. They're so good and good for you, and they really melt in your mouth. The garlic combined with that sweetness, oh my God, it's so good.
I never liked sweet potatoes before. I like this and a great healthier alternative to French fries.
Exactly. They're like French fries, but they're sweet potatoes. So good.
So to get the recipe, you subscribe to savvy-planet.com, savvy and then a dash in the middle of savvy and planet, savvyplanet.com, right?
Yes, and we send out recipes to our amazing subscribers every week. We have a little community of super fun people who follow us. So join us, savvy-planet.com.
Thank you for the savvy tips, Marianne, and I will be at the grill this weekend taking your requests.
Okay, thank you. I hope you learned something.
Just remember to let me rest for 15 minutes after I'm done cooking.
Okay.